Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So from the churning storm in the Atlantic and Hurricane Irene, and stay with us, we'll have coverage of preparations around the nation all morning long on The Takeaway. But from the churning storm to what looks like a sinking ship in the housing industry in America, and the prow of that ship, Bank of America. It's lost half of its market value in stock. It recently announced plans for 3,500 layoffs. At the beginning of the month, AIG sued the company for alleged mortgage securities fraud. Warren Buffett, seeing either a bargain or a victim, has decided to invest $5 billion in Bank of America yesterday, but it didn't change the investor sentiment about the bank. What's going on? Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times, is here. Bank of America is emblematic of problems in the housing industry, or is this a management, a company problem here?
Well, not only is Bank of America emblematic of problems in the housing industry, they actually have the worst of it of anyone. I mean, you ask, why isn't J.P. Morgan's stock falling as much, or Citigroup's? And yes, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, they have a lot of mortgage exposure. They own mortgage loans and they service people's mortgages. But no one compares to Bank of America. And that's really because back before the financial crisis, Bank of America had its own mortgage exposure. But Then their CEO back then did something that at the time he called patriotic. He went out and he bought this company called Countrywide.
Countrywide, yeah. Sure.
And he paid $4 billion for Countrywide. And since then, Bank of America has taken already $30 billion in losses in Countrywide. And the losses just don't seem to have an end point. And that has really worried investors. They say, when do these mortgage losses end for Bank of America?
How does the legal exposure, as exemplified by the AIG suit, how does that sort of add another brick to the deck of this ship that's already weighed down by the losses, which are just straight loan losses because of failed homes?
That's right. So there's several categories of losses and potential losses at Bank of America. One is losses on the mortgages they own. You know, they own about $300 billion of losses. So if those lose a lot more value, even if they just lose 10% of their value, and that's a $30 billion right there. So that's huge. Next category, private litigation. And the AIG suit against Bank of America is the largest single private litigation filed against anyone. AIG is seeking $10 billion, but they're suing over 349 different deals that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. So if they're successful, other investors will surely come out of the woodworks. There's already about $90 billion in damages in private litigation being sought from Bank of America. And then there's one more category. It's called the government. You know, there's all kinds of suits from AGs and investigations, and there's settlement talks going on with state attorneys general, with Bank of America, and that may be some other kind of multi-billion-dollar settlement.
So this begins to look like the asbestos problems for some of the mining companies that in the 1980s people began suing for health-related reasons, but the legal exposure for all of this asbestos problem sank a number of these companies.
That's an interesting analogy. It's not one I've heard people using, but it is true. People are saying this looks like a black hole and they just don't see the end of it. Now, of course, yesterday, Warren Buffett came in and he said this company looks fine. He invested $5 billion. He'll be paid a very good return on that. So he's essentially kind of selling his name like a good housekeeping seal of approval on the bank.
Let me hold you up there. He bought preferred stock. So he's essentially guaranteed he's going to. So if you follow Warren Buffett in and buy.
Oh, no, no. Normal people cannot follow Warren, John. Right. You know, Warren is in a class of his own. He got a very sweet deal that normal investors could not get. And the way his deal works is it's really more like he loaned money to Bank of America, because as long as they survive, and he clearly thinks they will, they've got to pay him back. And every year, they've got to pay him interest of $300 million, a very high rate. And on top of that, he got warrants to buy stock later on at around $7 where it's trading now. So if the stock just goes up a few dollars, it is kind of at a low for the company, he over the next decade, he could buy at this low price. So it's a very sweet deal. But, you know, Warren's name is golden in investing. You'll probably remember back in 08, he put money in Goldman Sachs, saying that Goldman was fine, and Goldman has recovered since then. He put money in General Electric. Same for that company. It went well. And so this is him, you know, putting money up, saying Bank of America is fine. And the bank seized on it yesterday, saying, look, you know, this gives us even more credibility that someone this respected wants to invest.
There was a bump on Wall Street during trading yesterday, but it almost immediately vanished. Is that because people looked at the details of Warren Buffett's sweet deal and realized that it's for him alone? Or is it just more of a, this doesn't look good? The more we look at Bank of America, the fishier it seems.
So I think there were two things going on,
right.
Two main things in the market yesterday. Yes, Bank of America stock went up, and it did end up 9% up. So Bank of America really benefited. Of course, it was down a lot. It'll be interesting to see in the next few days if it stays up, because when the more you talk to investors and analysts about this, the more they say, yeah, but Warren is not able to put an end to this black hole of mortgage exposure. The housing market's still going down. So we'll see what happens. The other thing going on in the market yesterday, which was much more important than the Warren Buffett deal, is people are waiting to see what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will say today out of the conference in Wyoming.
Jackson Black Hole. No, it's just Jackson.
No,
Hole,
no,
right?
No, yeah. Not black hole there, although, you know, the Fed has its own black holes of issues. And earlier in the week, it was rumored on Wall Street that maybe the Fed would do something. Maybe they'd do another round of pumping money into the economy. By yesterday, people were saying that doesn't look very likely. Of course, no one knows. No one has a crystal ball. But today, the news will be driven by what Bernanke says out in Wyoming and whether he has a plan to try to stimulate this economy.
I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Don't get too afraid. Back to Bank of America for a moment. With all the loss in value, and with all the problems that you've enumerated, is Bank of America still too big to fail?
Well,
who makes
that
calculation?
You know, the government has definitely, tried to back that company. They've had them raise a lot of capital. But as part of Dodd-Frank, the financial reform bill, the government did come up with a way to unwind companies if they run into too much trouble. It's through the FDIC. They would have a whole unwind process. That said, there really aren't many mainstream analysts that are saying the bank is on the verge or anything. They've got a lot of capital. They have far more capital than they had going into the financial crisis.
So the TARP helped them.
The TARP helped them. And after the TARP, they raised a lot more money. But the real key here is what happens to the housing market. You know, we got bad numbers a couple days ago. Is it going to keep going down? And if it does, it really hurts Bank of America.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times on the Bank of America story. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.